Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The murdering Mexican troops that are the attack dogs of the corrupt narco-terrorist state to our south have gone into Oaxaca and into the city and slaughtered people en masse, armored vehicles, grinding over the protesters, shooting and killing in the chest with precision, an American reporter. They're doing drills all over the country where armed police go in and terrorize the school children, conditioning them for the new prison state. Electronic voting machine frauds are being reported coast to coast as they steal a third election with the new vote rigging systems they federally put in. The war in Iraq is spiraling out of control. A huge war fleet with two carriers and another task force group are in the Gulf, threatening attacks on Iran. Google's admitting open censorship of the net in the U.S. We've entered the ninth circle of hell, my friends. I had Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz, former chief economist, number two at the World Bank, saying openly that the central banks are engineering a worldwide depression, that the major toll roads that private corporations and foreign countries are taking over in the U.S. is part of the U.S. going into receivership. In England, they're setting up scanners on the side of the street and forcing everyone walking down the street to go through them. Hell on earth is now beginning, and you want to live in Nazi Germany, you're going to get a chance to fight that. There are valiant people like Gary Badley, who runs a great distribution company that puts up some of the best films and books fighting the New World Order. He's going to ride shotgun with us in this hour, and I will get to Yvette, Jimmy, and Bill in the next segment. Be patient. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. I wanted Gary, who I've had a chance to meet and have lunch with, and who I've talked to many times over the phone, but I got to see him in New York during 9/11. He's involved. He went to a lot of the demonstrations himself with his family, and we're really honored to have him on with us, and we're really glad that he's made a big investment to mass-produce Terror Storm and to put it in stores nationwide, which is a very expensive prospect. And we're honored to have him on with us. Thank you for coming on.
Alex, thanks very much. It's a pleasure to join you on the show.
You bet. In the 2 minutes we've got left in this segment, just tell the listeners about Gary Badley and your company and the tongue-in-cheek name it has, and then we'll come back and go through the Terror Storm release and get into the news.
Well, the formal name of the company is the Disinformation Company Limited, but most everybody just knows it as Disinformation. The company started with a website about 10 years ago, almost exactly 10 years ago, in September of 1996, called disinfo.com, or disinformation.com. And we went on to develop, as a company, we produced a TV series called Disinformation, which was a sort of alternative 60 Minutes type show, covering the kind of news you're not going to see on 60 Minutes, because we have a go at big corporations and governments and so forth. And that led into other things, including putting our films and TV series on DVD. And in fact, the reason that we got into that is because we sold our TV series to Sci-Fi Channel. They paid for it and then refused to air it. Somebody got to them. We don't know who. And we've gone on to release films by great directors like Robert Greenwald. He's got a new one out right now called Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers. By the people from GNN, they've got one out called American Blackout, which is all about black voter disenfranchisement and the stealing of the last couple of elections.
Which is happening again right now.
It is happening again right now, and we're doing our best to get people aware of this. But the hardest part is that people say that it's terrible, but then do nothing. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get people motivated to actually go out and do something and vote for a change. But it's not easy, as you know, Alex.
That's right. You guys put out Outfoxed, which was a huge sensation last year, in the last 2 years. Now you're making a major move, putting Terror Storm in thousands of outlets around the country, including Barnes & Noble, Borders, Virgin, you name it. And it's so important that everybody get out there and buy it off the store shelves, because then they'll even order more, and we'll take up more shelving space and reach more people that have never heard or seen the truth. We'll be back with Gary Badley
tomorrow, Alex.
Yes, coming out tomorrow. Stay there. Gary Badley, the head and founder of Disinfo. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Later in this hour, I'm going to bring up a report that we just posted at PrisonPlanet.com, a text version of the interview I did last Friday, just 3 days ago, with Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, former chief economist for the World Bank. There was a wide-ranging interview covering the North American Union and how the private countries taking, that is, private corporations controlled by countries like Spain, Centra, taking over most of the major roads in Texas and to go nationwide as part of the U.S. going into receivership. He talked about how the IMF and World Bank engineer collapses to consolidate, how they're now doing it to the Western world. England, the U.S. were all targeted by this neo-mercantilism robber baron system. Forbes is reporting a 17-plus percent drop in home sale prices in the last quarter. It is a plunge at that rate, despite the fact that the new Fed chairman reported that the last Fed chairman in the last 6 years doubled the money supply. Then when he became the new Fed chairman 10 months ago, Edward Bernanke announced he would double the money supply in the next 24 months and then promptly made the M3 money supply figure secret. This has got me losing sleep because we know it's a fiat banking system. We know the Federal Reserve is private, run out of London. We know it has private shareholders. That's admitted. And I don't like the fiat system, but nevertheless, I live in it. We are all dependent on it. And they are now deciding to, well, in Joseph Stiglitz's words, slowly inflate it, which will cause a worldwide recession and allow the elite to position their wealth and not lose it. But he's saying they may lose control. He says this is the most probable scenario, and that we will have a worldwide depressionary implosion dwarfing 1929 crash. And when it happens, they're the very same players that created globalism, that caused this to happen, who are using it to consolidate, will pose as the saviors and give you all the, quote, solutions, which is greater control, Halliburton-type private industries being given government contracts, work brigades. It's all being set up. It is frightening. It won't be like 1929, and I'm not trying to scare people here. Everybody's been saying we're going to have a crash for a decade because of the inflated currency. Now they have all the inflation of the last 50 years has been dwarfed in the last six, and they're now going to dwarf that in the next two. And just out of the gates, Gary Badley, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, distributor of alternative videos and books in the country, had the national TV show in England, tried to air it here in the U.S., Disinfo. And, of course, their name is meant tongue-in-cheek. They are exposing disinfo. They are fighting lies. But the disinfo tells you it's fair and balanced. Disinfo up front gets you to look carefully at what they're saying by saying, hey, it's disinfo. Everything you know is a lie. And national distribution of terror storm. It is essential that people learn the true paradigm, that state-sponsored terror is the norm, that our government and other governments are staging terror, provocateuring terror, to carry this out. And we are honored to have Gary Badley on with us. By the way, Gary Badley gave me the number to a big CIA agent whose book is based on, his book is what Siriana is based on. I need to get that number from you during a break, by the way. I lost that card, and I don't know where it is. I need to get him on. You were telling me there at lunch that he even knows about it being an inside job, and then I found out he's actually given an interview saying something along those lines. But let's tell that story later. But I'm going to shut up. But before we get into Terror Storm and go to these calls, Gary Badley, I mean, what I was just talking about with the economy, you're a lawyer, you're a business owner, you were very successful before you got into what you're doing now. What do you think about the dollar devaluation and what's happening?
Well, it reminds me of the old maxim of what goes up must come down. You just can't keep writing checks and borrowing from foreign lenders, which is essentially what we're doing, without eventually having to pay the bill. We're going to stiff a lot of those foreign creditors, but that's going to cause its own problems. So I'm not an economist, but it's inevitable that there's going to be some negative and outcome. The question is how negative and in what form it's going to take. And I think that people like Joseph Stiglitz are much better able to answer those questions. I think my job and your job is to get people, get the information to people so that people know about guys like Stiglitz and what they're trying to say. He's an outcast now from the establishment. He was part of the establishment. He's gone out and he's opened his mouth and he's spoken some truth. And of course he's been disowned. So now it's up to the Alex Jones Show. It's up to disinformation and others like us. And there's not that many of us to give them access to the media and give them an audience to speak to. And that's what we're really trying to do.
How did you come up with the name Disinfo?
I have to give credit to my founding partner in the company, Richard Metzger. It was his idea for a TV series, which, of course, we ended up making. But on the way to making it, we did the website first. We got a lot of money from a company called TCI, Telecommunications Inc. A guy called John Malone was behind that. It was the biggest cable company at the time. It's now part of Comcast, still the biggest cable company. When they found out what they had spent their money on, they quickly closed it down within 3 weeks, and we got the rights back and have been independent since then.
Amazing. Let's talk about Terror Storm and then go to some calls. We got several big reviews. They're very positive. I haven't even sent those to you. I've been so busy, but I'm one of them was, well, I'm going to dig into the stack and cover some of it later. What do you think of the film Terror Storm?
Well, you know, Alex, of course, I've seen several of your previous films, and I felt that there was a quantum leap in quality of this film. And that's not to be negative about your previous films. They had tremendous information in them, but the production quality, the graphics, the presentation of this film are fantastic. They're as good as anybody else's film being made today, and I felt that was the difference. That's why I thought it was ready for commercial distribution, to be in the Virgins, in the Borders, in the Hastings, and so forth, in all those mainstream stores. And that's what I think we need to do. We need to present stuff in a way that these kind of stores don't feel that they can ghettoize us. You know, we need to be as well polished and as well packaged as everybody else. It's the Fox News channel example. You know, they're so good at presenting their information that people are prepared to consume that information. Well, that's what we need to do, too, and I think you've done an excellent job with Terrorstorm. It's really a great film, well-produced, and with undeniable information in it. You just can't, once you've seen that film, you can no longer say, I believe the government story.
Well, I'm really glad that you guys contacted us because I really respect your company and wanted to distribute it. You're making a major move. We decided to price it very low, as low as we could, to get it to as many people as possible. It's available at Amazon.com now. It is starting tomorrow, as you mentioned, going to be in Hastings, going to be in Waterloo here locally in Austin, going to be in Barnes & Noble, going to be in Borders Books. Is that going to be every Barnes & Nobles and every Borders?
Well, we can never guarantee that every store has every DVD because very often they'll bring a couple in for a smaller store, they'll sell them, and then it takes them a couple of weeks to get it back on the shelf. So if you really want to know for sure before you go down to the store, give them a call and check. It should be in every store tomorrow, starting when the store's open. They're very good about that. Every Tuesday is when new DVDs go on sale. And if they don't have it, please ask for it. It's something that they can get in very quickly. We've got warehouses all over the country that they can order from. The stores know how to order. You don't need to tell them. All you need to know is that if you ask for the DVD, they'll get it for you if they don't already have it.
And it's very important to call all the stores because some may not have it, and then the more interest they see, the more they'll stock them. And this way we hit, John Q. Public, the average people going into these mainline stores, Virgin, you name it. It's very important that they sell out quickly and that they restock because if they start selling out quickly, they'll order more, won't they?
That's right. And I am going to pick on one chain just because they're the biggest. Blockbuster has not ordered Terrorstorm. They are very conservative in what they stock in their stores. There is a way to get around it. If they get requests from the grassroots up, if at the local store level they're getting requests for this DVD, they can and will change their minds. So please, if you normally go and get DVDs from Blockbuster, ask for it. Tell them they should be stocking it.
They're
a very conservative chain.
Netflix is going to have it too.
Netflix does have it. You can order from Netflix. You can put it in your queue and they will send it to you. We don't have the same problem with Netflix. They're very open to progressive or alternative documentary films, not so at some of the bigger competitors, and so they need to hear about it from us, and we've done it before. We have got them to order when they initially declined.
Well, that's what you did without Fox that ended up being seen by millions of people. Folks, if you want to reach the general public inside the thousands of Blockbuster chains, I mean, how many do they have? How many stores? I know it's in the thousands.
I don't have that statistic off the top of my head, but it's in the thousands as opposed to the hundreds. So
what about Hollywood
very, very
Video?
Important. Hollywood Video, same story. Extremely conservative company. They were merged last year with Movie Gallery, which is another big chain. They're the three big ones, really, Hollywood, Movie Gallery, and Blockbuster. They're all extremely conservative. They don't stock a lot of documentaries. And they really only stock the ones that they're getting a demand for. So
this is like demanding organic food at your grocery store. 5 years ago, you couldn't find it. Now, everywhere you go, you can. Folks, again, I literally make nothing. I mean, what is that? I might make like 40 cents or something off this. You're hardly making anything. We price this to have an effect. That's why I put it out for free on Google Video. Gary was really excited to hear we'd done that. He wants it to be seen. You know, we are zealots. We believe in what we're doing. We want to expose these terrorists. We have families. Help us get this word out. Now, it's going to be in Blockbuster. Not in Blockbuster. You need to call to make sure it's in Blockbuster, to make sure it's in Hollywood Video, whether you live in Austin or Dallas or New York or Kansas City or L.A. right now, wherever you're listening, call them. And go call three or four branches in your area and tell them, hey, I want Terror Storm by Alex Jones. Will you order that for me? Will you get that for me so I can come rent it? And then hundreds of people will rent each movie. We need to make sure they have a documentary section at these places. Documentaries have been some of the hottest films the last few years in theaters. Why aren't they still carrying them? Gary Badley's our guest. I promise we'll go right to Yvette, Jimmy, Aaron, Dino, Paula, and many others on the other side of this break. Terror Storm in Barnes & Nobles, in Borders, in Hastings, in Virgin, starting tomorrow. We'll be right back with Gary Badley. He's the head honcho with our distributor. We're honored to have him. Bunch of news coming up I'll throw out there to get your take on it as well. Stay with us.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the mother of all secret societies, the Illuminati, worships Lucifer, better known as Satan the Devil? Did you know that they are the individuals giving rise to the final world social system described in Revelation chapter 13? Did you know they were the founders of international communism to be the seen enemy of Christianity, to be used to destroy America so that we could be merged into an all-powerful one-world government? We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 27, 2006. Gold opened at $598.40, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $624.64. Again, that's $624.64 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
You know, I really wish I could just power my place with solar. That's what I was saying to myself over and over again for years, until I found out about Ken Solar. Ken has been working with solar power for over a decade and has designed systems for people all over the world. He's put together customized alternative energy packages for everything from powering the local supermarket all the way down to portable solar power generators. On-grid, off-grid, big systems, or tiny systems, Ken has the proven experience to design a tailored alternative energy system that's just right for you and your budget. He'll also show you how a system can pay for itself in the first month. So if you're looking for solar, check out Ken Solar. Tell Ken you heard about him on GCN, and he'll give you an additional 10% off your order. Just point your browser at kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Well, the union's a big businessman, and it's going down like a dinosaur.
Yeah, let this roll for a minute. Sundown on the Union, crank it. violence, but I guess that's better left unsaid. I can see a day coming when your home garden is going to be illegal. By the way, several counties in the U.S. are trying to restrict and tax you for having a home garden now. Everything is about control. Stop being naive. Realize how you're being lied to, my friends. Gary Badley's our guest, riding shotgun with us in the shower. Terror Storm hits thousands of outlets all over the country, from Barnes & Noble to Virgin to Borders to Hastings to Waterloo. And we need to get it into big chains like Hollywood Video and Blockbuster. They have said no way. Gary Badley's been able to get some of his other big films into those stores once they get enough phone calls like Outfoxed. You want to see Terror Storm? Call them right now. In fact, I'll dig up the Austin number and give it out. I'll dig out the, but folks, you can do it online right now. Help us out here. You know, I made this film. It cost me a lot of money. Gary's put out a lot of money to distribute it all over the country. And our goal is just to have the people see it and get our money back for doing it. Let's go ahead and talk to a vet in New Jersey, been patiently holding. A vet, welcome.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I want to say thank you so much for Terror Storm. I saw it on Google Video a number of times. I've been watching it consistently to get your ratings up. And also, I ordered it from Infowars.com, that along with Russo's film. And I'm looking forward to coming out in Barnes & Noble because I'm going to be at the head of the line to get it.
Well, we just got Russo's film in, and it starts shipping out right now. It just came out in the middle of last week. We just got it, and people have been going crazy over America, Freedom to Fascism. Whenever you get America, Freedom to Fascism at Infowars.com, you can also get a discount on Terror Storm.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting that. I wanted to find out from you, how do I make copies? I have a number of your DVDs and videos. I don't know how to copy them for family and friends who think
you buy a DVD burner at Fry's or a big electronics store that burns DVD 9s. They have them. The problem is my films are always too long. This one's under 2 hours, but there's 68 minutes of extras. So to burn copies, you need to get a either you can put it on your computer and shrink it, and it's not very technical. It sounds harder than it is. Or you can simply get a DVD 9 burner at the store.
Okay. And also,
Can I just pipe up 1 second?
Sure, Gary, go ahead.
I just want to add that the DVD is very, very cheap in the store. So, really, you're not spending a lot more by the time you bought a DVD burner and blank DVD 9s, which are not cheap. It's only $11 on Amazon.com. It's discounted in a lot of the stores, too. So you can buy multiple copies, and it's really... not going to cost you much more than burning them yourself, and it's a whole lot easier. So
okay.
I would suggest maybe going into the store and just buying a few extra copies.
Okay. And also, I wanted to share with everyone, I found out about another political party, one that's pro-national sovereignty and Bill of Rights. It's called the Constitution Party.
Great folks. In fact, I was for the Constitution Party in the last presidential election. We had their candidate on.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to share with everyone that could, you know, find out about candidates in their state by going to constitutionparty.com.
You're awesome. Anything else on your mind?
And the telephone number for them is 1-800-283-8647. And I'm not sure about other states across the country, but in New Jersey, you could have you could find for absentee ballots regardless of what your reason is. You could check off other.
Okay, I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
You bet. And there's a misnomer, though, going around that voting absentee stops election fraud. It actually increases it because then you've got people who get their hands on your ballot who are able to then feed it into a machine, and all they do is hand enter it into the same electronic-based no-record fraud system. Gary, it's hard to believe they're stealing elections, but we've caught them red-handed.
We sure have. I mean, you know, there's no doubt. I mean, there's a man called Greg Palast, who you and I both know. Greg made a tremendous film a couple of years ago called Bush Family Fortunes, tied in with his book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Greg did a tremendous investigation for the BBC, which was the basis of that film. Are we still on?
Yes, we are.
Okay, I heard music in the background. And, you know, Greg has extensively gone and documented that the election in 2000 was stolen. Now he's helped the guys from GNN who made American Blackout.
Stay there, tell us about it. Now we do have to break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. More calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We got a great review by digitallyobsessed.com. It's a huge review. They gave us an A+. And we also got picked up in the news today in the Daily Express and one other newspaper over in England, getting a lot of coverage over there. Muse frontman has said more about TerrorStorm in the press now, and he explained the reason he believes TerrorStorm is because his uncle was killed by the IRA, which was under British intelligence control. And going back just a few weeks ago, remember I had the former section chief for MI6 over Northern Ireland, and then one of his underlings on, and it's been in the mainstream news over there, admitting that 70%+ of all terror attacks in Northern Ireland and London in the last 30 years were carried out by British intelligence. We put out a news report on that. But they were on air saying that the IRA was run by British intelligence. Not they had moles in it. They were actually kneecapping and shooting IRA members who refused to go out and bomb people. So, hey, that was pretty exciting when the rock band Muse on National British TV plugged TerrorStorm, wasn't it, Gary? Or did you even know about that?
You know, I got to say, I didn't know about it. I'm sure your listeners can tell I'm British, but I've been in New York now for 20 years, so I know a lot of people over there, but I don't see the media over there, as most people here won't. But I'll tell you
one thing. You know, I meant to email. I mean, I think I did email it to you, but, I mean, like me, you're so busy, you probably missed it. Right now, I'm going to have my producer send you, I mean, it was in the BBC. It was in two other major papers. Now it's in two more today. What he said, what's the big national music festival, the biggest in the country that they have?
Glastonbury would be the big one in the UK.
Yeah, I think that's the one. And then one other he did it on, too, where he got up on stage and said, go see Terror Storm. So.
Well, I mean, for those of you who've seen Terror Storm, you know that Alex goes into the 7/7 attacks in London in great detail. He spends a good deal of the film in London. And it's, you know, I mean, this is a global conspiracy with the New World Order. You know, it's not, this isn't just about the Bush administration or even any particular American administration. It's been going on for a long time and it's global. And the Brits are very much part of it. And we got some great people over in the UK who are helping to get the word out about Terror Storm. And other whistleblowers like Alex.
Absolutely. And the front man from Muse was talking about his uncle getting killed. So, I mean, this stuff's striking home with people. What's the best way when somebody calls Blockbuster to ask them to carry it or calls Hollywood Video to ask the person there at the desk to carry it? I mean, do you ask them to fill out a form requesting they carry it? Or what do you say when you call? What's the most effective thing for our listeners to do?
The best thing to do is to be very polite and say, I'm disappointed that you don't have Terror Storm in your store. I would rent it from you if you stocked it. Please would you ask your manager or your regional supervisor to request it from your corporate office. I would rent it, and I know a lot of my friends that would rent it in your store.
And ask for a manager. If it's some 18-year-old who's listening to an iPod, sitting there, you know, checking people out, they'll go, sure. Ask for a manager, tell them, hey, I want you to carry Terror Storm.
Exactly right. You can also go onto blockbuster.com and fill out a form requesting it there, and they do read them. It doesn't just disappear and they never see it again. Believe me, we have experience. We did it without Fox. They weren't going to take it. They saw the demand, and they ended up taking it.
It's also important, once you climb up the Amazon charts, we just went on Amazon today, it's, you know, way down there, as any new video would be, it's very important for it to climb up the Amazon charts because most people do their shopping, you know, in those top 100, those top 200. If we're able to break into that, it can grow exponentially.
Absolutely. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If people perceive it to be an important and successful film, they'll want to check it out. People are curious about what the bestsellers are. And Terror Storm will be a bestseller. It's already a bestseller on the underground. It's ranking extremely high at Google Video. And that's where I first saw it. I thought it was tremendous. I watched it on Google Video, but I wanted to see it at higher resolution. And I couldn't believe how much better it was when I saw it on DVD. And that's what I think a lot of people are going to find out. Okay, even if you've seen it on Google Video or otherwise on the Internet, it looks so much better on DVD, and if you want to organize a screening for your friends, if you want to invite people around to see it, it's a lot easier on your TV than on your laptop.
Absolutely. I mean, the film is okay on the Internet, but it's a shadow of itself when you get a chance to actually see it on DVD. Plus, there's the 68 minutes of extras, the highlights from the big 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium that we held out in Los Angeles back in June. I mean, you know, we boiled down the most important highlights of a two-day conference with Dr. Bob Bowman and Webster Tarpley and Professor Jim Fetzer and myself and Charlie Sheen and everybody. This is such an important film, over 3 hours on the DVD. So that's and again, you need to support us. I mean, we are selling it for $11 on Amazon.com. And, you know, Gary and I had a discussion about this. I mean, Gary, you know, actually was out there with his son at some of the demonstrations. Gary was going to the events at Cooper Union. I mean, Gary really is fighting the New World Order. Yeah, in fact, Gary, you told me you were making a lot more money before 10 years ago, before you got into all this.
Yeah, I did not come from the media underground, so to speak. I was really part of the music industry. I was a music lawyer. I was really in the thick of it in mainstream music, the music business, and I really have decided that I need to do something that's a bit more important than that, or really a lot more important than that, and that's why we're trying to get people to see these very important films and very important books, because we also publish books, and I know you've had some of our authors on your show, like Jim Mars.
Oh, yeah, I sell his Terror Conspiracy book.
Absolutely. You can go to InfoWars.com and buy The Terror Conspiracy by Jim Mars.
We just reordered, by the way. So
I know you did, and we sent them to you. And it's a tremendous book. It's books like that and films like Terror Storm. The names being similar are just coincidence, by the way, that we think are very important and we need to get out there. So what we've done for the last 10 years is spend a lot of time, effort, and money on setting up a distribution system so that we're in the same stores and the same libraries and the same schools as a lot of the mainstream media and a lot of what I'm going to provocatively call mainstream media propaganda, because it really deserves to be labeled as something more than what it is. And we label our stuff disinformation to disarm people, to let them know, be critical, think about what you are reading, seeing, watching. So if there's one thing I really would like to encourage people to do is to support this stuff. And you've said it over and over again, Alex. If people perceive a demand, if the stores perceive a demand, they're not usually political. They just want to make money. So if they see Alex Jones's Terror Storm selling in droves at their store, they're going to reorder. They're going to reorder big. They'll put it on display.
And it causes a chain reaction.
Absolutely. The next time that Alex has a video or that Jim writes a book or somebody else that we think is very important needs to get out there, we can go back to the store. We can say, look what we did with Terror Storm. Look what we did with Terror Conspiracy. You need to support this film or this book as well. And that's what we do all the time. We've mentioned out Fox a few times on the show today. That's because it was an extremely successful campaign. It came out of nowhere and blindsided Fox and Rupert Murdoch, of course, but it blindsided the media and the mainstream in general. No one saw
it. And by the way, highly respected mainstream analysts have said that that film coming out 2 years ago and really hitting its apex about a year ago is one of the reasons Fox has lost now, what, about 35% plus of its viewership. People now know it's a propaganda hive of liars.
Absolutely right. We did the same thing with another film by Robert Greenwald called Walmart, The High Cost of Low Price, where we really called out Walmart on some of their poor business practices, their poor employment practices.
Hey, in college, I worked for them right when I got out of high school for about 6 months, and the guy would say, okay, now work an extra hour off the clock. And I said no and finally quit. So when you guys make films about them doing this now, I experience that.
Absolutely. And there's so many people that are being mistreated by Walmart in this country and abroad, but in particular in this country, their employees really are so poorly treated when you compare them even to competitors like Costco, who do so much better in terms of benefits and average wages than Walmart does. And that's why these films are important. The campaign to persuade Walmart to change is working. It's working gradually. But it is working, and we've seen a lot of little things change in Walmart's practices over the last year.
Well, more than just that, I mean, you guys are credited with torpedoing Fox. It's got to feel good to know that you've really exposed those liars.
Well, I got to say, I don't want to take credit personally. I credit Robert Greenwald, the director.
No, I know, but I'm saying you're a big part of that, and the grassroots out there that had the house parties, that bought the film, that got it out to people.
That's absolutely right. We do provide a very important component to the distribution model. It's changed. We no longer have the monolithic grip of the studio system of distribution, where it comes out in a theater first, then waits a few months and goes to DVD, then some more time it goes to TV. It's been collapsed. You can usually buy it on DVD first now. You can see it at house parties, at screenings, and there are many, many ways. You can have Google Video, YouTube, etc., many ways to see these films now. And that's what we've done. We've really bust through the gates that were being closed on independent filmmakers, independent authors, who were trying to say things that some people would prefer they don't.
Absolutely. You need to go to Blockbuster Video's website and fill out the form requesting Terror Storm, distributed by Disinfo, to ask that be placed in all their stores. Do the same thing with Hollywood Video. It's paramount. Let's go back to the calls. Thank you for holding. Let's talk to Jimmy in California. Welcome.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, I just want to say that I've seen all your movies, and you give me a lot of strength in this this movement I have, like, pictured in my mind of all the people, you know, standing up against all this corrupt, you know, like, government we have. And, you know, I thought it was really funny when you were talking about the event at the school, when they were saying that homeschoolers would do that, and I'm on homeschool, and I have no desire to do that.
No, the feds pay for drills nationwide where the police go in and scream and aim guns at children's heads, and they've shot themselves. They have, in one case, shot a child, another case, blew Cop of the Year's head off, and I have it again in AP today. For those who just joined us, let me read this again. School safety drill upset some parents. Associated Press, Wyoming, Michigan. A school safety drill that included police officers in riot gear with weapons has caused concern among some parents who say it was too realistic and frightening for students. Police in Western Michigan community of Wyoming entered two classrooms at Lee Middle School on Thursday of last week and announced there was a threat to the school. The Grand Rapids Press reported students were unaware police were conducting a drill, were taken from the classrooms in the halls, patted down by officers, and asked what they had in their pockets. The teachers go on, parents go on to talk about, you know, children basically wetting themselves. But I have video in Road to Tyranny where they're crying and screaming, and elementary students are having MP5 shoved in their face. This, and it's federally paid for, and in some cases they throw buckets of fake blood on them and scream, "I'm a homeschooler here to kill you." That was in the AP 2 years ago in Michigan again, but they do those same drills right here in Texas. Gary Badley, just out of the blue, I want to get your take on it. I mean, you're a lawyer, but I mean, that is pure mind control, pure conditioning. That is the equivalent of a Soviet re-education camp.
Yeah. I mean, I'm shocked at what people get away with and how it's reported as being benign and sometimes beneficial in the media. People are not critical enough, and I'm delighted that you've got callers calling in asking questions, because it's not right.
What would you do if your child was at school and they came in for a drill and shoved a machine gun in their face and yelled at them?
I think I'd move back to England, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm not sure it's going to be any better there for much longer. But,
well, that's the problem. They've now started it there.
You know, I mean, it's very scary. What do you do? Where do you go? We don't want to head for the hills. We want to change things.
But clearly you see what that is. That is mass conditioning. I mean, the cops doing it don't know. They're just given a federal grant to do it, but it's happening everywhere.
That's absolutely right, and it's only through people calling it what it is, and that's why I'm very grateful to your caller for calling in and bringing it up, and to you, Alex, for discussing it not just once but on a regular basis, that we can persuade people not just to accept what's happening. These things are not inevitable. We can change them, but we're not going to change them unless we call it what it is.
I agree. Have you heard the new thing in England and the U.S.? They set up portable scanners. When you get off a train or a bus, they just randomly make you walk through the scanners. But in England, people are refusing.
And so they should. I mean, there's a very, you know, there's a very stubborn independent streak amongst British people, and I'm glad that they're exercising it. Because God knows, it's the surveillance society over there. It's the country with the most surveillance cameras per capita in the world. And there's now a backlash. There's a huge amount of vandalism towards surveillance cameras and equipment in England. I mean, there's one guy who was so upset that he actually got thermite, the stuff that may or may not have been used to blow up the Twin Towers. Obviously, this is a camp that thinks that it was. He's an engineer. He went out and used thermite, and he actually blew up one of these surveillance cameras. And there's sort of a surveillance resistance underground going on. And
would I be able to ask you something?
Sure, go ahead.
Have you noticed a rise in the graffiti propaganda everywhere around the world? Like, I believe it's resulting from all the anxiety and depression from people just being tired of all this. And
yeah, I think it's great, though, but I wish it wasn't Mac Daddy's the G.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish it was, well, actually, I don't wish.
Yeah,
please don't
do.
Spray Infowars.com all over government buildings.
9/11 was an inside job. I love that picture on your website.
Yeah, people are, I'm totally against any type of graffiti on private property, but government.
That's the way it should be. If it should be on, like, it should be on the property of the people you're trying to affect. It's a freedom crime, you know?
It is. No, I think it's very effective. You know, the Founding Fathers did that. Graffiti was a big part of bringing down the evil redcoats like Gary Badley. And I'm joking, Gary. I always joke. My British guys that work with me call me the Texas Hick, and I call them the Redcoat Lords. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Jimmy. Omar in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, Omar.
How you doing, Hawks?
Good, sir.
Yeah, while I was online, I just emailed Blockbuster Canada and told them to get TerrorStorm in.
Good.
Excellent. Film. Thank you.
And I just wanted to say, you know, I've been trying to tell people about the CFR and the Federal Reserve up here in Canada for probably 20 years. But with Alex's films, you have a talent and a way of getting your point across and just smashing their false paradigm like nobody else, Alex. It's incredible, really.
Well, thank you.
And if you can get TerrorStorm into mainstream films, I mean, I'll tell you a quick story. I got a friend of mine. I got him watching Prison Planet with me. I'm a member. And, yeah, he was at just a computer seminar, and the woman said, just type in a name. Instead of John Smith, she goes, say Alex Jones. And she, my friend looks at her, and she kind of gave him a look. You know, it was you are making your mark.
And so he ended up getting to have a hot day, buddy.
I don't know. But
somebody called me on the TV show. I'll hold you over if you want to finish, but just hold on a minute. Somebody called in my TV show, and they said, well, I get arrested. No one will like me. And I said, well, if you're single, you'll get lots of dates. I mean, you wear one of my T-shirts around. Literally, I'm not. It sounds ridiculous. It's actually true. You will meet like-minded people, and you will meet the coolest women. See, I'm married, so I don't do that, but I'm telling you out there. Stay there, Gary Badley. Stay there, Omar, Dino, Paula, others. Straight ahead, Gary Badley's our guest. Terror Storm going in bookstores and movie stores nationwide tomorrow. Greedily grab it off the shelves. We'll be right back with more of the InfoWar.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spork Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing, Are we there yet? Are we there yet? For the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Spork bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
I want to keep Gary Badley 5 minutes of the next hour if we can, because I want to get a chance to talk to all the callers that called in for him. And that's Greg and Roman and Joe and Omar. Joe's calling in from England. Fellow Redcoat, we're just having fun. We love you guys. I've just got to tease Gary. Omar, finish up what you were saying before the break cut you off. In Canada, Omar, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in Toronto, and I think it really is important if you can get these films out, because with the visuals and with all the facts and the knowledge that you've got, it really, really does help. It really does sink in with a lot of people. Now, I think it's so total. Like, I'll give you an example. There's two slogans. One was from my high school. It was called, when I remember leaving I looked up and it said, enter to learn, go forth to serve. The other one is, work shall set you free. And that was over the entrance to Auschwitz. And, you know, all this does go back to the oligarchy. That's my feeling. I've studied history, too, a little bit, you know, a bit of an amateur historian. And it's always a story. People just...
Well, we interviewed Joseph Stiglitz again, not just on radio, but for video yesterday when he was at the Capitol. And he said the IMF World Bank engineers it to implode economies so they can take over. I appreciate your call. But, Gary, that's exciting that his friend's at a computer training deal and the lady says, so you do a search for Alex Jones. I mean, it's happening everywhere, and I'm just one small part. You're just one small part of this resistance. But can't you feel it rising?
Yeah, absolutely. And the truth of the matter is that we wouldn't be getting the kind of distribution that you get on GCN, that I get in the stores and so forth, if there weren't people who are interested in what we're doing, who are prepared to spend their time and their money on listening to your show, on buying our DVDs, buying our books, going to our websites, and so forth. And the truth of the matter is that there is an audience for this stuff. They know how to find us now, and there are filmmakers and authors who now know that there's a place they can go to get their great investigations across and to
public. Let me ask you another question. Newspaper readership, TV viewership, TV news viewership is going down exponentially while alternative media is exploding and rising. They're panicking now, trying to regulate the web, doing a bunch of other stuff, but I think it's too little too late. What do you see happening in the media shakeup?
It's really a democratization of the media, and hopefully none of these efforts to rein it back in will work, or at least to any great extent. Really, the key to what's going on with people making fantastic documentaries such as yourself is that they now can find a place to get them out. So most people probably saw Terrorstorm first on Google Video or elsewhere on the Internet. You should see the message board that lit up on various different sites when it was first posted. You know this, Alex. There was tremendous excitement that, you know, this film was just released. Great, we can see it now. And that could never happen before because there were gatekeepers stopping it. And
yeah, let's take a call. I agree. It's exciting. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in England. Joe, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Welcome to the red coat jibe. You had a red coat jibe in there before.
It's a joke. Yeah. I'm a hillbilly. What's on your mind?
Yeah, basically, I've only just caught a bit of the show earlier. Is there going to be a UK distributor for Terrorstorm? Because I know a few people that could, you know, help you promote that over here, basically.
Gary, what about UK distribution?
Yes, it's going to be out in the UK. It's not out yet. We're setting up the details now, but it is going to be distributed in the UK by our partners at ADA. That's very mainstream because that's part of the Warner Music Group conglomerate. That's not Time Warner. They sold it off, but it's a big company. So it will be out in the UK, and we'll make sure that you know when it's coming out.
Any ballpark next few months? Or
it's probably going to be January.
All right. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it certainly does, yeah.
Anything else, Joe?
Oh, yeah, David and Annie want to know if you're going to come back to England.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they'll let me. We'll be right back.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.